Steve in Melton, welcome to you. Steve, thanks for holding.
Yeah, hey, Dwayne. A simple way to fix the issue with the game at the moment, you make two simple rule changes. First, you can't kick backwards for a mark outside your attacking 50. And the other one is you increase the minimum kick for a mark to 20 metres from 15 metres. It just makes the players run a little bit harder. The crumbers are going to get take a little bit longer to get there. And it opens up the game. I don't know why they didn't bring these in last year.
Well, we've already moved the kick distance from 10 to 15 metres, Steve, so it's not like we're changing something that's been in place for 100 years. So you're right. It's an easy change. I agree with it. I would be for it. And I'd also be for, if you're going to change it to 20 metres, you allow a player to run 20 metres before he has to bounce the ball. So thanks for holding, Steve. I agree with you on that one. Thanks for that. Another from the text. Oh, you're right about handballs. The handball back over the head has been a throw in 99% of the time as well. Yeah, adjudicate the throw. The rule book says you have to propel the ball with your fist off your hand, not with the hand that's holding the ball. So that's an easy one. Adjudicate more throws. On holding the ball in the Geelong v Melbourne game, there were plenty of correct holding the ball decisions despite it not being a great game. Thanks for that as well. And another, Jed Anderson late in the game tried to burst through three players and clearly just dropped it red hot. And Daru's got a goal for it. Terrible. Plenty of your texts have come through today. I really appreciate them coming through. Brett Phillips has joined me thanks to the GLG Green Life Group, your open space specialist, celebrating 25 years of industry expertise and exceptional service. Find out more at glgcorp.com. The first serve is on at 6 p.m. tonight. Brett, welcome to you.
Thank you, Dwayne.
What's on the agenda tonight for the first serve? A bit of Sasha Zverev.
Well, we'd love to be a visual medium, but we'll play a little bit of the audio, but you can certainly, if you're scouring through social media in the last 12 hours or so, would have seen the young German who's, you know, cut a pretty good image in tennis as part of that next generation, Dwayne, coming through, just parting the day away on the French Riviera and surrounded by very beautiful-looking people and drinks in hand, no social distancing. Now, this has caused a bit of a furore, Dwayne, because he was part of that Adria tour organised by Novak Djokovic. He was one of the very few that tested negative, but did say, look, I will go into and do the right thing, isolation for a couple of weeks and make sure I'm right and tested. My team will be tested. And 6 days later, he's out partying. So he's copped it on social media and obviously, you know, the tennis world, a bit like the AFL world here. It's not going to get it perfect. There's going to be situations that are going to possibly, you know, derail the season or change the calendar, and the US Open still 2 months away. But certainly a lot of opinion pieces over the weekend that, well, can the tennis fraternity be trusted? Because the onus is going to be on a huge sport, a huge global sport, the players crisscrossing here, there and everywhere, whether they can do the right thing so that the tour can resume successfully. So, not maybe his finest moment, knowing that there's always a camera on with a record button, Dwayne.
Yes, there is. That's the life we live now. And a bit of professional tennis did return to Australia on the weekend.
Yeah, it's been low key, but it's happened in Sydney, Melbourne today, under the roof there at the NTC, the National Tennis Centre, up in Brisbane also. So we're not going to see the likes of Ash Barty. Barty has certainly been quoted as saying she'll just train up until leaving to go to the US, if that's what she decides to do. Whether we see, you know, Kyrgios, Melbourne, but we're seeing sort of all the players who have been starved of an opportunity. So it's under this universal tennis rating method. We're going to speak to the chairman and CEO from California on the show tonight, Mark Leschly. Now, this is the thing that could actually change the whole landscape of tennis. So UTR has become pretty synonymous here in Australia the last 18 months, and obviously it's not going to maybe take over the ATP and the WTA rankings, but it reflects more players' level globally and trying to make tennis more affordable. And there's a lot of detail in it, and we'll go into that a fair bit tonight. But, yeah, good to see some tennis still being played. You know, the players have actually got no ball boys. They've got no lines people, Dwayne. It's like just playing at the local tennis club. Go and pick up your own balls, balls in your pocket, get your own towel, and but they're getting some good match practice. So it's good for them the next couple of months before they start, hopefully, fingers crossed, jetting off again.
Great stuff, Brett. We'll be listening tonight. Brett Phillips, host of The First Serve, 6 p.m. tonight on SEN. Thanks to GLG, Green Life Group, your open space specialist, celebrating 25 years of industry expertise and exceptional service. You can find out more at glgcorp.com. Sportsbet.com. Thanks to everybody that texted through today. It's been an absolute pleasure to have your texts and your phone calls, but your texts have been pretty interesting today. I think we had over 100 of them. Another one here from Aaron. Yes, my dad and I see the players these days throw the ball in every match. It goes on every week and it's wrong. It should be stopped. Cheers, Duano. That's from Aaron. Appreciate your text, Aaron. And to all of you that called today, I love Midday Madness. It's become a great part of my day. I can't wait for it again tomorrow. So from midday tomorrow, join me. The Midday Madness promise is you call, you get on. So put that number in your phone, 1300 736 736, and give me a buzz tomorrow. And we'll talk about this moving AFL picture, which changed today with the redoing of the round five draw. And don't forget, you can download the Duane's World podcast anytime you like as well. If you want to have a listen to the Richmond CEO, Brendan Gale, have a listen to Simon Lethlean from the Saints, or have a listen to Terry Wallace. Again, download the Duane's World podcast and you can have a listen in your own free time. Catch you tomorrow at midday. Stick around because I think Sam Edmonds is going to join you straight after the break.